I was once walking with Rabbi Shadrowitsky, Shlita, from, he was Rav Yehuda in Kew Garden Hills. So we walking to shul, and he said, he learned in the real Slobodka. So he told me, he used to say in Slobodka, you know, you want to learn Shas. But the problem is you want to learn it in one night. And you want to have a good night's sleep that night as well. So we'll see how far we can get by Derech Avinja. Okay, so the Gemara says in Mem Aleph, Amud Beis, in the middle, Amud Reb Chiya, Pas Pates Komini Maichol, Hamotzi will cover all types of food items, V'yayin Pota Komini Mashkin. Interesting with the Mem, not the Nun, but okay. So wine will cover, you make a Brepia Goffin, that will cover everything else. We'll see the Ron Mir Tashem, whether that includes the grape juices. Everything with a Goffin, is it really only wine? So why that is, if Rashi, well, maybe we'll do Tosfos and Dibur HaMaschil, Hilchasa on the second wide line, explains it's all working as an Iker V'tafel, right? If you look right after the parentheses, the Mevarech al ha'Iker, a Potter as a Tzvela. The reason why wine potters everything, all other drinks, why Hamotzi potters all of the foods, is because it's an Iker V'tafel. Throwback to one of the Chaburas we did earlier. Rashi, in the top on Membez, and the Dibra Maschil, the Gorin Baruch of Atzmo, it's such a chush of a drink. Because it's a chush of a drink, that's why you would make a special bracha on it. Right? That's the way that we're saying. The wine. The wine. I'm not thirsty, but since I'm making on it, therefore that we get. There's a rush. The rush in the top of the third page. Simin Chavtes. The very top line left column, it says, Lefisha Hayayin Rosh Lechom Mini Mashkinu, Huiker, Le'inim Bracha, Lechulan Tefelin Lo. Well, wine's the most chush of all drinks. That's why everything else is like a Noch Schlepper. Everything else is caught with it, it's brought along with it. But in terms of the most special drink you could have, is wine.
What's
Chamar Medina? Chamar Medina would also be part of that. In other words, we'll talk about coffee or schnapps or something like
that's
that.
That's a notch below.
Chamar Medina is a notch below. Wine is always the best. Whenever you ever have a bracha, to thing for dalakosos, but it's a good question. Yes, you know, you could use Chamar Medina for dalakosos. Actually, I think someone asked me a shayla this year, maybe last year. Tea is Chamar Medina. Sweet tea is Chamar Medina. And then we could use it. They couldn't for a reason. They couldn't have the wine or grape juice, so they could use tea for that. In fact, Ephraim Oshri is that Zatzal. Shaias and Shuvas Makim. Shaias were asked during the war, so he passed him that they could use. They had this special type of tea drink they were using in the ghetto, and that they used it for the dalakosos that year. So,
but you could also have the same drink before you have Avdala. So it's kind of
We spoke about that a different time also. That according to many posts, you'd be allowed to have tea because it's just glorified water. But okay, good. So that's the there's a Mordechai here as well. The Mordechai, where is it? At the bottom. You see the last on the left side. He says, "Hash b'zman hazeh leke kovlishtos yain." We don't make wine drinking parties. Lo shayech be lemeimer has. Seba lishtois v'lo poter mashkin haboy machreim milvarech lifneim v'hu adin milvarech lachreim. It only works if there's a kvius. Mordechai says that we.
Like a wine and cheese party then.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been to a wine and cheese party. How they get together and just drink wine
and cheese. Absolutely.
So that's a real okay. But that's not has to be advertised, right? It's like usually a shul fundraiser or something like that, a wine and cheese thing. Okay, but the people on their own get together. Like, what are you doing tonight? I'm going to taste some wine and cheese. Then that's not the umdana is, and that's not how people consume the beverage, right?
Well, it depends. I've heard of the wealthy people. I grew up in Livingston. Let's just start right there.
Yeah.
Okay. They have had these wine tasting cheese parties that are not super advertised.
Maybe
In the firm. They do it?
Whenever they have a meeting or whenever there's
wine and cheese?
It's just wine and cheese.
Not beer.
Really?
Just wine?
Beer.
Very expensive wine and very fancy cheese. That's all that they... I don't... Whatever. That's what they do.
Okay. But that's the firm. That's the firm. That's not you know. It's not Amcha. Hamoinam is not having wine and cheese tasting parties. But okay, could be Enachinami. If that would be the purpose, then maybe Taka. Then it would be. But so the Mordechai is going to talk about kvias. So when do we think about it for a second? When do we really do the wine with the kvias? Kiddush, Shabbos, right? That's really when we have a.
So,
but,
no.
Okay.
I'm saying you take a bottle away, you have a nice bottle of wine, you're going to have it at the meal. So
yeah.
Saying it would always be with Kiddush. Is that what you're.
No, not necessarily.
Was it tonight at dinner and someone says, okay, we'll bring out a bottle of wine? I'm not making Kiddush. Right,
so that will have that one right now. Do the Mishnah Berurah says that whether that would work or not. No, it says that. Does wine? No, it's exactly on page 5. Kufayin Dalad. Does wine at a regular meal potter the other drinks as well? So we'll read the Mishnah. Let's start with the Shulchan Aruch actually on the top. So even though you're in the middle of your meal, you made hamotzi, if they bring out a glass of wine. So it's not Kiddush, because Kiddush you made presumably before the Seudah. So you're at your meal, and you've washed already. Now you're having your meal, they bring out the wine, you make a bripe ha'gofen. Vein ha'pas poter, the bread, the hamotzi doesn't poter it. Beis yayin poter kol minei mashkin. Wine poters everything. Afilu mibracha rishona. Even the bracha rishona. So to speak this out, if you look in, the Mishnah Berurah says... He quotes Eddie from Tosas we saw in Sifkot and Beis, right? Shehu Rosh Roshin, Rishon Lechul Hamashki and Lechul Hamnet Feilin Lo. It's like a Ikar V'Tofel. It's not from Tosas he brings. We saw that was on the thing. Gimel Kol Mini Mashkin. Everything is covered by your Borei Pagafen. Bevad Shulufon of Al Hashulcha Mishah Shebirach Al Hayayin. It has to be in front of you at the time. Okay. Yesh makil and afil lohay ulfonav. There's something to make it when it's not in front of you. V'rak shahay daito lehen, but you knew you were going to have it. You wanted to have it, but they haven't brought out the coffee or the schnapps or something like that. V'chol zeh b'shlokov ha'atzm lishtosh yayin. This is when you didn't have a kvias of drinking wine. V'rak koi zeh bilvad. In the times of the Gemara, you basically got one cup and that was it. You weren't expecting to have any more. So if you were sitting at a meal and they served you a kos of wine, so we just learned you make a brei pri ha'gofen. And they brought you a second kos of wine. You made another brei pagafana because it was like a nimlach. You changed your mind. You weren't expecting that to ever happen. So you know, Dilmosha, you can make a bracha to be limited on a certain thing, a certain place, a certain place. So if I have a Coke, and I say, you know what, I'm making a shahakal and I'm limiting my shahakal to only count on this cup of soda. And then 10 minutes later, I say, you know what? I want a second cup now. But I specifically had like negative kavanah, not like defa. I just wasn't thinking. But I was actually thinking. I wanted to have to make a new shahakol because I limited that to that one. Aval imkov lishtos yayin. But if it's a wine and cheese party, or you have a kavias over here, hiskimu kamachon the poter afilu b'mashkin shlohay lefana b'shas abracha. If there's a kavias here, then that's much stronger. A wine. I don't know what the word is. A wine. Wine party, okay. Kevin Shabal the fun of Al Kopon and Ocha Yayin the fun of. It's going to be in front of you while the wine is still there. I'll skip the brackets. Lechatchila Tov Yosir LaOlim Shiu Shar Hamashkin the fun of Beis Bircha So Al Hayayin. But Lechatchila, the best thing is to have the wine, have the other things in front of you. That way, you don't have to rely upon that. That
so, head. But you drink this wine. What's the problem with this party? You're drinking a bunch of other wines.
No, but other wine is one.
Snapple.
Right, and then the firm only has wine. The fancier firms give you
Coke.
They give you seltzer. They give you club soda.
Are you off the hook with the wine?
Right. Are you? And again, as we said over and over again, it's a real suffix now because what do you do? You can't just. There's a whole problem. Rabbi Saras, we got the first chabura is that you can't get any hanaf in this world without a bracha. So you say, okay, so I'll make a bracha, but you can't make, maybe it's a bracha shein tzricha, maybe it really was covered.
You have to make sure I go on the cheese.
Oh, that's what we're going to see. The cheese, okay, good. That really would. He's going to talk about like sugar or something like that would be there. But yeah, because they weren't so fancy in Radin, Poland in the 1930s. The firm. There's no firms in Radin. There was yeshivas. The granat.
Yeah. I'm not joking. There is mold on the cheese that they eat.
That's a chash of a thing to have mold on it.
I know.
Right?
All
the hafachu, right? They want the mold.
Yes.
Wow.
They don't eat the mold.
What?
They don't eat the actual mold. You just want it there.
Eight. Right? It's like a status thing to have the mold on your cheese?
It's like blue cheese. Gross.
Yeah, you'll have a new kavana tomorrow. Shlo sani goy. Okay. Look to the chay. We'll go back to the chay autumn for a minute. And the previous page, at the bottom right, the bottom corner. Well, this we'll talk a little bit about Kiddush. Kiddush on Shabbos. Hamekadish al hayayin. Okay, so I'm making Kiddush. V'dayt lishtos yayin sof or coffee. I'm going to have some coffee after that. I'm going to have a little schnapps. Okay, I'm going to make Kiddush because I have lechid make Kiddush. And I don't want to make it on schnapps. It's a separate discussion whether they're making Kiddush on schnapps bichlal. But okay, I made on wine, but I want to have that. So he brings a machlokis. Hamoginov rumkosov de'ein tzorech levorech al hamashkin. So according to the law, you do not have to make a bracha on your coffee or on your schnapps. So you think about this. When would you ever have a thing like this where you're going to have... We're talking about Kiddush, but if you think about it, some years it comes out this way where you have a tainus that's a nindcha. So let's, for example, let's say the tainus would fall out on Shabbos. You're going to fast them once the Shabbos Sunday. So Sunday night, you're going to make Havdalah. Right, so you fasted on Sunday, and now as you're making Havdol, you're going to make a Brepi HaGofen, and you know what, since I just fasted, I don't know, I'm drinking the wine so much, I really want a cup of coffee, I got a little caffeine headache or something like that, I want my cup of coffee. So in this case, this would be a prime example where it could be on Shabbos also, but you could be making a Brepi HaGofen for Havdalah, not for Kiddush, but for Havdalah, on the other end, but I want that to cover my, you should have in mind that it would cover your coffee as well, right? So that's because the Maggid says that he says you don't have to make a bracha. V'li nireh says the Chayyim, but according to me, tzarich levarach. He says no, you would have to. You have to make a bracha on that. L'chein hanochon sheichavin shelo liftor hamashkin. You should have negative kavana. Bedavko want to limit my bracha. Says the Chayy Adam, just on this cup of wine. V'af al pichein yivarach shehako al mat tzuker. You should have a little sugar or cheese if it's present. V'yichavin liftor gam hamashkin, and that'll potter you from the other beverages, right? So this is what the Eitzah is. That if you really have a suffix and you can't, you don't
so
want
you're better
to,
off making more. Is this a beneficial more brachos? Is it better off?
There's a concept to make mea brachos, right. but on the other hand, we want to make a bracha shein tzricha just to get to our 100 brachos.
Right.
So here I have a real suffix though, because since it's a machloikas aposkim, and so you could say, okay, look, you know, suffix brachos la'akil. But again, I'm always playing with that. I don't want to get hana without making the necessary bracha for that. So he says, since it's a machlokes, this is what he thinks.
Is the issue here that since you're specifically making Kiddush and Havdalah, so you're not, it's batal daito that you're not intending to have other drinks? Is it specifically with Kiddush and Havdalah, or
no? It's even. It's a wine party. It's yain by itself. Normally, just in our society, most people don't, you know. We were normally talking about for Kiddush, which gives us a kavias as well, right? That's one of the right. If you look in the middle column, where it's underlined, nearly de kavon osim she'ein hakavias choshev kolkach kibizmonim. Our kavias nowadays is not like their kavias, right? Shnemar shehu kisudu de pas de potter afilu ein lefonav the ein daito of al bavade be in al koponim shikavo atul ishtos yayin the az kol amashkin nas into failin li yayin. If you really are having this wine and cheese party, you're getting together to drink, right? By the way, it's not only wine. I've seen they advertise like scotch, scotch parties or scotch
tastings.
Scotch tastings.
Yeah, tastings.
So what do they just line up a few different ones and everyone.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. That's the big one.
which is more chash of a wine party or a bourbon party?
The wine is
more.
The wine they bring out a few $100 bottles.
So really? The difference between them, really, I'll tell you the real difference between those two types of parties. The wine and cheese party, men and women.
Yeah.
The bourbon party,
just guys.
It's usually bourbon and cigars. By
oh
the way.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they do
bourbon
and cigars. No brother, no cigar.
On how hush of the scars, mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Coming directly from Cuba, we gotta talk.
Okay. What? A tova mate. That's a real shot. If you have a fancier wine, so you're about to indulge in a fancy wine, you have to remember the Haruge Beitar and make a new bracha of Hatoviv Ametiv for Hashem, who did a chesed, not having the dead bodies for the decay.
Such a fancy.
For anything that's even higher quality, doesn't have to be. You could be Manischewitz. Then it could be like your next one could be like, you know, Kedem, right? Rashi, which is bottled on the eastern end of Long Island, the western end of Long Island, where it's bottled, Brooklyn. Okay,
theoretically, would you have to keep making it? if you kept getting.
No, you only make it once. Even if you kept getting fancy and fancy, you only make it once. You only make it once, I think. Yeah. Okay. Also, there's a beer halacha here also. Back on we went back for a second, but the beer halacha in Kuf Ayin Dalid, the bottom, the very bottom, it says Mikol Makom Ledina. So since this is machlokis between the right the Chayadim and the Magen Avram, Tzarich Ian V'Nochem Lechadchila Shemish Yirtzu Lifto Shar Hamashkin Yishte Al Koponim Lo Lugmav. You should at least have a certain amount, a cheekful of this. You should have somebody who didn't have it, anything from it at all. He didn't have anything from your coast, so he's going to now have to certainly make a shahakol on that, and he should have in mind to cover you. Oh, shivarech al ma'at tzuker lo sugar liftor hamashkin. So that's what his eitzah is in order to get out of this, right? It's interesting. Where else? This comes up in what's it called? Where would I see this? What's that?
You're talking about being USA someone else.
Yeah. Oh, the Shmir Shabbos Kehuchz. That's what it is. The Shmir Shabbos Kehuchz. One second. Where is that? If you look, yeah. Here it is. Okay. Nun Dalad. No. Yeah, Perik Nun Dalad.
What page?
9. It's on the bottom right. This is where, okay. So it brings in Perik Nun Dalad. It says, Yayin Poiter Es Kol HaMashkin Min HaBracha Rishona. Okay. Right? So the wine will cover every other thing. You don't have to make any brachas. Bilvad Shemashkin Yimtzu Al HaShulchan B'Shashim Baruch HaMirchas HaGefen. It has to be there in front of you. At least have it in mind. If you're just having a wine, you're not going to have bread. Right? You're having a little cookie or something like that. But it's gam and you want to drink something else. It's kiddush and shul, whatever. You go to someone's house, you make a kiddush, and they have some kugel, whatever it is. You're unable about. Im shosim in hayayin lif pachos shir kolom lugma. You have less than a cheekful. Aim mevorach bracha rishona al hamashkina.
At least
whatever. What did I say?
You said
im shosim in hayayin lif pachos shir kolom lugma.
At least.
So you would not have that would cover you. But if you have a small if you had less than that, if you had which a mlo lugmav is 1.5 ounces or something like that, right? Then that would not work. Ulam, next paragraph. Eina yain poteres shar hamashkin el im shosu mimenu kim lo lugmav fine kil el sform yotzu yedei kiddush mi pi hamakadish. Im heim lo tamu klal min hayayin. So okay, you don't have to taste that one. It says ein hamakadosh poiter osam min habracha al shar hamashkin. So what do you do when the, do you have to now make a someone makes kiddush for you, right? Do you have to make a bracha on that? So if you don't have from that wine, then you have to make now a bracha on the schnapps or on the seltzer or the coke, whatever you're having at that point. Af bish hoitzi osam yidei birchas hayayin. So your kiddush from them, but the bracha that hearing them doesn't recite. That's why some people mock with they want to drink from the coast itself, right? To have some of that. V'im tamo rak ma'at min hayayin. He had a little bit of it. Bein hamakadosh, bein hamasubim. Some either makadosh who made it or someone who's everyone's sitting around did all. V'lo shos kilum lugma, but they didn't have the we'll say of an ounce and a half or something like that. Or if you im echa mehem lo shoskim lugmav sofik im paturim heim min habracha al shar hamashkin. So you have to at least have a certain amount, but you have a small thing, you're not going to be good. Lechein tov yase im v'akshinu mimisha lo shosu yain. You have somebody who didn't have any wine lohotzi ozem bircha shahakol al hamashkin. So he'll make a shahakol on something else. He didn't have any of the wine, and then he could pati. That's the same eights that we saw in the. In the beer halacha, so that's what they bring down in the Shemir Shabbos
Kiddush Rebbe. So what it comes out is that the Rebbe who made Kiddush drink the soda in front of front of you. But everybody else who didn't drink from the coast has to make a
shakwa. Correct. Soda. Correct.
Yeah. Are you saying everybody that drinks from the cup needs the maluma, or just the person?
No, just the person who just the person who either the makash or one of them should have a maluma. Yeah.
So you can have just a small sip, and that's
yeah. Exactly. That's a whole din in the it's machlokes rishonim, the regular kiddush. Does the how much has to be drunk? Does the din in the heftzer or the gavra? Does the person have to have a revius, or does a revius have to be drunk from the coast? But if you took it and you poured it, you have a coast, you pour it out, everyone gives a little bit. So that's a machlokes in the Rishonim already by Kiddush. But yeah, but at least if one person had the Mlo Lugmov, then that would be enough to set up this. And it's logical if we're setting up this whole idea that the yain is because it's choshev, so you have to have a significant amount of it, but to have just a little.
So if you take a little sip and leave it,
no one wins. No, you don't. Okay. Let me go back, because I know I'm jumping around. There's a Shilta Geborim. Shilta Geborim has in at the bottom, where it's on the line. Shosh Hashosim Mayim V'Yayim Zeachar Zeh Near the Im Shosa Yayin Techila. If you had the wine first, the man don't the Yayin Poteres Kol Mini Mashkin Brachamein Sholosh Poteres. Im shosa mayim techila. If you had the water first, yeah, the bottom.
Bottom three.
Yeah, sorry. If you drink, you have wine. He's talking about case. We have wine and water. If you drink the wine first, that's good. If you drink the water first. That could be that now you'd have to make both a berei nefashos and a al hagefen. You follow? If you had the wine first, the wine's going to pot up. If you didn't, you had the water first, then. It could be, according to Shilta Geborim, you'd make a bracha achron, you make brave nefashos. And you don't see it all just since I had the wine now, which is more chash, that's going to...
So the order makes difference.
The order, yeah. Which one you would have it in. Now we'll connect Parsha. Parsha's Masai. Where's the Ben Yishchai? Just happens to be that he has on this week's Parsha. Page 8. Okay. The bottom... Left. About left column at the bottom. Right? Yud Aleph. Shosu yayin v'gam sharmashkin ein mevorech borei nefashos rabos al hamashkin. Right? De birkas al hagefen patartin. If you had wine and the anything else, the water, something like that, so you don't make borei nefashos. Im shosu hamayim o sharmashkin kodim shoshosu yayin, right? The case of Shilta Geborim. You had the wine, the water first. Yeshom rims the ain al hagefen potartin. That the al hagefen you're going to make after the wine isn't going to exempt you. Yeshom rim de gam bezeh potaris. No, even so, it does. Again, the case he's setting up. You had the water first. You made a shakel. Then you made the wine, and now you made an al hagefen afterwards. So what do I do now with this brain of fashas? Lekach tzorich li zohir shlo yavi atzmo l'sofik brachos. Therefore, you have to be very careful not to get yourself in the situation. V'yivorech borei nefashos rabos al hamayim or al shar mashkim kodim shishte hayayin. So therefore, you should finish up your water beverage, your Coke. I mean, you can be Coke. A person wants to have a glass of wine. You should make a bracha achrona on your shahakol beverage first, right? V'imlo osachin. You didn't do this. Yivorech borei nefashos rabos b'li shem umalchus. So you just say, which this comes up sometimes also when. Right, Mishum Savi Brochas Lahakel. Sometimes you have to drink a Revius at one time. So if you have a hot coffee, many times we don't drink a Revius in one sip, one gulp, whatever it is, a few ounces. So therefore, you also would make a brain of fashos, but without Shema Malchus, because you didn't have it, set up correctly. Okay, so that's an important point. What about grape juice? I want to talk about grape juice, and I want to talk about lemon. So I'll say it real quickly. I was going to do the Igros Moshe, but I don't think we have time to do it all. So let me just, the Amic Broch at the bottom.
Page number?
7. You know what? One second. Maybe one. One second. Let me not jump around. I don't have time to jump around. I want to go back to the right beneath, page 8, right beneath the Ben Yishchai. Shvus Yaakov. Shvus Yitzchak. Right? At the bottom. He brings what's the din with mitz anovim, with grape juice. Hine, hadi an ikur. The reason why people like wine is because it's intoxicating. Grape juice is not intoxicating. It doesn't give people the level of simcha, right? It's not the most chashuv drink anymore. It's nice, but it's not the way we saw from the Rashi. Yeah, it's the main thing. So he brings it on the left side. I'll change it to Zatzal. He held that the grape juice was not going to potter other beverages. So again, let's be honest, other poskim held it does, but Eliyashiv did not. And the many to talk about what to do, lemaisa, if a person is drinking grape juice, would they have to make a new bracha on other things as well? But he brings from Eliyashiv, it's not that way.
It's kind of difficult because many of the poskim say that for the dalakos, you can have grape juice.
In Achinami.
I mean, the chazan is to drink grape juice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if it's cheirus,
then... If it's cheirus, what's the din? Is it? It's not a cheirus to make me drink something I don't enjoy. So if I don't enjoy drinking wine, so to force me to drink 4 cups of a beverage I don't enjoy is not so gishmak.
Right?
So they're opposing him. Others made it almost like a compromise. I think Rav Aaron Cutler used to have wine for the first cup, that's kiddush as well, and then drink the grape juice for the 2, 3, and 4. Some like, you know, mix a little match. They do a little bit. It's not too intoxicating, but there's some alcohol
content. Right, they didn't know.
Yeah, the yayin, the kal is 3.5%. So it could be that's like the best because we know the ratio was 1 to 1 out of 4. The maximum alcohol percentage wise, the wine can hold is 14%. Right, the schnapps and the bourbons, that could be much more. But wine, you will never find an alcohol content more than 14%. Okay. It's not 13.5, but 14 is most. So if you think, you make a quick cheshbon in the math, if you figure what's a fourth of 14, so half is 7, and a third is 3.5, it could be that 3.5 yayin kal is the good ratio for what they have.
That would be better.
Yeah. Again, you can drink whatever you want, but just as a... Yeah. I just want to add one thing. We don't think about this often, but maybe ice cream has a din of a liquid as well. Maybe ice cream, leaven, and whipped cream. Maybe these aren't solids in the halachic universe.
Right. So this comes up for dessert.
Uh-huh.
Right. So
yeah.
If you're having ice cream for dessert, do you make a shahakal on it or not? It's the same question.
Well, let's hold off on the dessert issue because that's a whole thing. Let's just talk about a regular.
Is it all ice cream?
Is it covered by the wine? Yeah. Does my bripa guffin cover my leaven?
Right. But it's
liquid, no?
It's the same analysis though, because for example, if you have ices for dessert, you don't make a bracha because it's like a drink. But if you have an ice cream or a leaven, do you make a bracha there? Is it because a liquid you would not make a drink? A liquid you would not make a bracha rishayna for as a dessert.
Correct.
But a solid you would. A candy perhaps, you would. Perhaps. If you have a candy, you make a shahagel. If you have ices that are just you wouldn't. But so what happens with the leavens and the ice cream? L'chaim, it's the same analysis. Is it a solid or a liquid? And
didn't you ask Ms. Shiloh once about the frozen grape juice ice pops?
Yes, I did.
Right? So what's the bracha on that? You have grape juice and you make, you know, the little kids, you made a little, you pour it in the freezer and you start by popping, right? Dude. So look at this. Zosa bracha on page 12. I apologize. I'll end with this. I tried to start on time and end on time, but this is a interesting vort. Where the arrow is at the bottom, it's underlined. Shemashke shenikrash, so kigon glida, shamenes, ice cream or whipped cream, sheena lois also. You don't lois is chew on it. Yeshom shedinu kimashke, some hole that has a status like a liquid. You don't chew it. You don't chew your ice cream. You don't chew your whipped cream. Umemela nifta bebirkas hayayin. And therefore, your ice cream is potter
from the Hagafen. Wow. Oh, wow, that's a chiddush. It's a salad. It's a meichel. It's food. It's not potter, right? That brings from the stipler. Venira shesofik brachos la hakel. But since there's a sofik now, lo yivorech. You shouldn't make a brach on this because it's a machlokis now, right? There's something post on both sides whether it's a solid or a liquid. Ach nachon lepotram bebracha al meichel acher. So the correct thing you should do in this case is to have another food, a sugar or something like that, make a shahakal and the other thing to potter the leaven or the whipped cream or the ice cream. But in halachic terms, you take your guy on the street and say, "Excuse me, would you ever think in a million years that your brepi agafen would potter your ice cream?" Like, what are you talking about? But when you work out the lundus behind it, it's not so far fetched. Ad kreikach, and the posts were divided on this, and they say you should really try to potter with by making like a sugar or some other thing that would definitely require shakel. That would.
Mint chocolate chip ice cream that's got something.
It's tough, although. It's
unless you like the mint chocolate chip.
Okay, Shkoyach.
Sir, I got a side question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.